Hi, I'm Stuart Chipolite, the Vice President of Product Management at Aspect. Aspect is a global leader in providing solutions that enable companies to interact with their customers. And today, we're going to review and demo our Enterprise Contact Center solution, Aspect Unified IP, a solution that is built on the Microsoft platform. Aspect is Microsoft's preferred go-to partner for next-generation platforms that leverage Microsoft Lync to optimize customer experiences in the contact center and the enterprise. We bring nearly 4 decades of innovation in contact center, and over 3,000 enterprises worldwide leverage our solutions to manage more than 125 million customer interactions every day. Now, contact centers play a critical role in an enterprise as they handle many of the customer-facing business processes like customer service, sales, marketing, collections, or internal functions like help desk and HR. Our solutions are used to connect a customer with the best skilled and available resource in the enterprise to meet their needs. We also provide insight to companies into the effectiveness of each customer interaction and tools to optimize the productivity of the workforce. Now, understanding that not every customer interaction begins in the contact center or ends there, we needed to find a way to intelligently reach into the enterprise to tap into the pool of expert knowledge workers that can assist an agent in the contact center in solving the customer inquiry on the first contact. We believe the best solution for that is Microsoft Lync. We have built Aspect Unified IP on top of Lync and delivered some very innovative capabilities. Things like queuing, self-service, and routing of instant messages to allow customers to reach into the enterprise through new channels. And tools like Ask an Expert, which powers agents in the contact center with the ability to reach into the enterprise to get assistance to solve the customer inquiry on the first contact. These capabilities would not be possible without the combination of Aspect technology and Microsoft. And I'm excited to show this to you in action. Let's look at the demo.
So today we're going to go through a number of scenarios to showcase the capabilities of Aspect Unified IP. We will show the experience of a customer engaging an interaction over the phone and over the web. We're also going to show the experience of the agent managing that customer request, as well as a role of a supervisor and administrator of the Aspect Unified IP solution. That should give you a broad perspective of the capabilities of our solution for the contact center, as well as how we're leveraging a lot of the Microsoft capabilities, specifically Microsoft Lync, to help manage that customer in the most effective way possible. So to start with, I will log in an agent so that you may see the experience for that agent within the environment. And once the agent successfully connects in the environment, we'll actually go through a few scenarios of interaction. Yeah, I'm recording, and I mean, we can always pause and stop. Let me just go back to see. Restart the sharing. Hopefully, you guys can see it. Okay, you guys can see what I'm sharing, correct? Okay, I'll do a quick intro for the transition of the video. So this application you're looking at is the Unified Agent Desktop of Aspect Unified IP. It is an application that is designed to optimize the role of an agent in the contact center. Now, an agent in the contact center has multiple responsibilities. They're the, if you will, they're oftentimes they're the initial point of engagement for a customer to the company. They have to have access to tools to enable them to handle contacts across channels, obviously phone, but also IM, email, chats, or social contacts that they may be asked to handle in the engagement process with the customer. So this is the application for the agent that they leverage, and I'm just going to log in so you can see the role. Now, one of the differentiating capabilities that Aspect provides is the flexibility for the phone path, the voice path for the agent to really be anywhere. It could be your PBX, if you have a PBX environment, it could be a soft phone. In this case, we're actually going to be leveraging Microsoft Link as the voice path for the agent in the contact center. So this is a contact center agent with the only voice infrastructure available to them being Link. So log in. Once I am logged in as an agent, there's a lot of capabilities that I have access to be able to do, but it's not necessarily the case that the instance that I log in, that I'm available to take a call from a customer. We are leveraging Active Directory to authenticate the user. So this is the same login that the user leveraged to connect into their, if you will, their network environment. That's the same login that they're leveraging to connect in their role of a contact center agent. They also have the flexibility to use the full capabilities of Link within the context of this unified agent desktop. So even though perhaps their principal role is to serve as a contact center agent to address customer inquiries, they're also an enterprise employee, so they need to be able to reach out to colleagues, make personal calls, collaborate with others within the enterprise. And so what we've done is we've leveraged the flexibility and extensibility of Link to incorporate those functions within the Unified Agent Desktop. So as an individual leveraging Aspect Unified IP, if you're a company that's leveraging Microsoft Link, and by the way, you likely already paid for Microsoft Link, so you just need to turn on the capabilities to your Enterprise CAL, you can use one desktop to manage your engagements for contact center purposes and outside the contact center. So I'm going to indicate that I'm prepared to take a call by going into idle. It's actually going to connect my audio path. So I have an audio path established, and it's going to enable me now to be prepared to take a contact from any customer. Now, one of the reasons why we dynamically established the audio path this way is the agent with Aspect Unified IP is not tethered to an office, to a physical location. The agent could be anywhere. In fact, I could serve as an agent on my cell phone with Aspect Unified IP. So unlike the older proprietary, you know, if you will, hard iron contact center models of the past, where you were limited by where your phone extension could be reached physically, with Aspect Unified IP, and of course the flexibility that's added by Link, as an agent, I could be anywhere. I could serve this role for my enterprise from anywhere. So as I mentioned, I have access to a lot of capabilities. I have full access to Link. So if I need to see my colleagues, if they're available, I can see their presence, I can see their availability, I can initiate an IM session, If I need to see, for example, the supervisors that manage me in the role of an agent, I can see their availability. I can have access to all the power that Link provides. So, for example, I can initiate an IM. You can see the familiar environment that Link offers. I can initiate a video session. I can share my desktop. So all of the power and flexibility that Link provides as an agent in the contact center, because we've integrated, really embedded the power of Link within the unified agent desktop of Aspect Unified IP, I can have access to at any time. So this level of flexibility is something that, quite frankly, we just couldn't do before without our relationship with Microsoft and the depth of integration that we've established with Link. This also validates the robustness of the Link platform, in our view, that it enables contact center, which is a mission critical function of a business, to use the power of Link as the only unified communications infrastructure for all employees, not just the information workers in the enterprise, but for a contact center agent. And as an agent, if I need assistance, if I need help, I'm no longer limited to having to pick up the phone to call someone that I don't know if they're available or not. I can easily see all the resources that are at my fingertips, their presence. I can initiate an IM to gauge their willingness to assist me or bring them into the conversation live. And we'll see some of those scenarios in action as we actually take an engagement from a customer. The other capabilities that are very powerful within the Aspect Unified IP platform is visibility into your performance. So we have a very powerful real-time statistics module that lets the agent know really what they accomplished today. So obviously I just logged in, so I haven't taken any contacts yet for today. But as we handle customer engagements, I can see the engagements that I've handled and across what channel. So whether it's inbound, outbound, IM, email, or even back office work that I have to do as a workflow, I'll be able to see how effective I was in handling those tasks, how many of those tasks that I handled, or even how do I compare to others on my team. Okay, so we're ready to take a customer call. I'm going to initiate a call just to showcase some of the self-service capabilities as well. Just give me 1 second while I place the phone call. Okay, let me put this on mute here. So if you can see from an agent perspective, when the call was initiated, I receive information about that call dynamically in a screen pop. It tells me who's calling and some more information about that call if I'm interested. About this particular customer. All of this information is very dynamic. Many businesses have specific information for the agent to prepare them for that engagement with the customer when the engagement occurs. And from here, I can do a number of functions. I can, of course, manage the customer appropriately. I can initiate a recording of the conversation, or in most cases for PCI compliance or for quality assurance purposes, the company has rules that automatically records these conversations or percentages of these conversations as appropriate. But within the context of a contact center, I either have access to this sort of a tool or I'm leveraging a CRM application where I can do additional inquiries about that particular customer account. For example, if we were to be leveraging Microsoft Dynamics CRM, this screen pop would pop the appropriate screen within Dynamics. And from there, the agent can do additional queries about that account. But in this particular case, I realized that the customer is asking me as an agent questions that I'm unable to answer on my own. I need assistance to do that. So in the past, the only option that was available to the agent is to actually place the customer on hold, at which point the customer is hearing music on hold. So I'll actually put it on speaker so you can actually hear the music on hold. So that's the traditional, what we call the 1.0 engagement option that was available in the past. And while the customer is on hold, I may be looking for assistance. Perhaps I would choose to transfer, if I knew the designated contact information, transfer, enter a number, route them somewhere else. Or the customer is on hold while I'm searching for information to assist them with their inquiry. We believe that that hold experience for the customer and the delayed experience is one of the biggest causes of dissatisfaction and one of the biggest negative influences on first contact resolution. This is an example where an agent received an inquiry that they were not able to satisfy on their own. We think there's a better experience. So we'll actually retrieve the call so that the customer is back engaged with the agent, not on hold. And while as an agent, I'm servicing this customer, I realize I need assistance. We're leveraging a capability that we call Ask an Expert, which enables us to reach out to the enterprise intelligently to find someone to assist us with this inquiry. So here we can see, you know, if it's a generic set of contacts, other agents that we want to transfer to, et cetera, we can do that. But in this case, they're asking me for assistance. I do not know exactly who is the best person to assist me, but I know they need help maybe with an issue of risk. They're calling about a fraud scenario and they want to make sure that someone was not inappropriately leveraging their account. So I need help with someone with a skill set in the enterprise around risk management. I don't know who is available. I don't know who these resources are per se as an agent in the contact center, but I know I need help. We provide the ability to ask an expert to search either freeform or if you have a predefined set of skills or set of categories that you want to search for, to search for these resources. This is actually leveraging the fast search capabilities of Link. If you have SharePoint, of course, of SharePoint. I can see all the individuals in the company who have that skill, and I see there's one available, Harold Salt. In this case, because I know Harold is available, I can choose to, like I did here, select Harold Salt and transfer the call to Harold Salt if he's the best person to address this inquiry. I'm actually going to do something else just to show you the flexibility here. And again, search for risk, find the right expert, in this case, Harold. And rather than call to transfer them, which is what I did by double-clicking on the name, I want to initiate an IM session. Actually, let me move some of these to the side. And here's Harold. So here we're leveraging the standard capabilities of Link to initiate that request. to the expert. I can see they're available. Hopefully they haven't stepped away, and here they are responding to my inquiry as an agent. During this whole time, if you can see, the call is still active. I'm engaged with the customer. I never placed the customer on hold. I could be assisting the customer. That's actually one a great capability we added, which is if the expert doesn't respond to you within a certain amount of time, you can prompt the agent to look for another expert. Again, tools to help drive the dialogue. In this case, Harold responded, "Hello, Jackie, I'd be pleased to assist you." And I can either continue to get assistance through IM, or if I wanted to, I can transfer the customer to this expert to assist them. So this capability that we're showcasing is what we're calling Ask an Expert. It is, I think, one of the most powerful tools that we've introduced for a contact center agent in quite some time, because it enables them to meet and solve that customer inquiry, get assistance without having to disconnect or interrupt the conversation or the dialogue with the customer. As a matter of fact, the customers that are leveraging this capability really see a positive uplift in first call resolution. In the case of Aspect, we leverage this within our own support centers. And it's amazing the number of inquiries that are solved by our frontline agents directly with the customer. And those frontline agents are actually engaging experts, and the customer is never aware that the agent is actually getting assistance with meeting their needs. So it helps with empowerment for the agents. It also helps with solving the customer need. So this is Ask an Expert, if you will, in action. So I've gotten the assistance that I'm looking for the expert. I'm satisfied the need of this customer. I'm done with the call. And now I want to terminate that conversation and disposition the call appropriately. Disposition, I guess if we were trying to identify differentiators, disposition is, I'll cover RAMP shortly, but disposition is one of those actions that's contact center specific, but that's critical to a business process being executed appropriately, because it lets the business know what the outcome of the conversation with the customer was. Perhaps it's a follow-up, or was the customer fully satisfied? Did you truly report a fraud case, or is there additional follow-up activity that's needed to fully satisfy the customer inquiry? Was it a sale? In the case of an outbound process, if it was a collections process, were the dollars owed collected, or did the customer make a promise to pay in the future? So all of those insights really help the business to know what the engagement success or effectiveness is, and what additional steps are necessary to fully satisfy the customer inquiry in case it was not fully resolved on that first engagement. The other discipline, if you will, these are capabilities that Aspect Unified IP provides above and beyond what Link offers natively. So the disposition is this concept of wrap. Again, in a contact center process, you want to drive efficiency. You want to drive behavior that enables the business to meet its core objectives. And if the agent finishes a call or finishes an engagement, you don't necessarily want the agent to be spending 15 minutes after the call, having social interactions with their friends. You want them to be available to take the next inquiry. So there's this concept of wrap or after call work that is applied as a discipline within the contact center. And as a business, you can set thresholds to say, for this type of engagement, I think a reasonable after call work time is 1 minute or 2 minutes. Or 30 seconds. And if the agent is taking longer than that, then please notify first the agent that they're taking longer. And of course, notify their supervisor and display that in the real-time dashboards to drive behavior. So in this case, we set the wrap or the alpha call time very, very short, so you could see an immediate warning. The warning is very visible, and for the supervisor, which we'll see in a few minutes, is visible as well. So this is the scenario of an incoming contact to the agent, driven by a customer calling into a self-service application, in this case an IVR, that connected them to this particular agent. We're going to shift scenarios to the customer now to show you the interaction or the engagement options that are available for a customer to contact companies. No, great point. I mean, I wanted to showcase the agent and the expert engagement. We won't go back to the agent scenario, actually. We're just going to show the customer scenario, supervisor, and administrator scenario to wrap it up. But I'll pick up the pace. Thanks. Okay, so from a customer perspective, obviously, we showcase the scenario where a customer calls into the contact center. Phone calls into the contact center are becoming less and less the primary method of interaction choice for customers. They do self-service, they go online, they leverage their mobile applications, they want to email, and certainly they want to chat. So there's a couple of options that are available that are fully supported by Aspect Unified IP, just to highlight a few of them. One of them is what we call a web callback. So if a customer wants to have a phone conversation, but right now is not the best time, we provide the ability for the customer to enter their contact information, what date, time they would like to be called back, what number that they'd like to be called back. And the Aspect Unified IP solution will capture this information and will automatically schedule a callback with an agent for that customer at the designated time that they choose. In addition to that, it will actually leverage the customer profile and background information to find the best skilled person to meet their needs. The other option is, of course, chat, the traditional chat models, or instant message. And I'll highlight instant message quickly here. We're actually leveraging Microsoft Link to be able to initiate an IM interaction between the agent and the customer. In this case, we're showing some intelligence from the contact center as part of that engagement, which is indicating the estimated wait time, in this case, is 0 minutes. We have an agent available in our demo scenario. They're readily available to take the contact. In a busy working queue, that may be 2 minutes or 3 minutes, whatever that may be. So it lets the customer know ahead of time before they initiate this live IM session, you know, what the expected behavior or performance will be. So I want to initiate an IM session. I can enter some information about myself. Some generic information, and I'll initiate the request. So in this case, what happens is we're leveraging some of the automation capabilities with Aspect Unified IP to showcase IM. There's an auto response that's provided. Thank you for contacting Aspect Financial. And immediately when the agent, because they're available, they can connect. And in this case, it's the same agent that we were highlighting before. And I'll just show you the agent screen. Here, they received an IM from me, help with purchase. They can see the browsing history. and they can proceed to service this customer just like they had before on a phone call, using the same unified agent desktop. So there was not a different working environment that they had to access to address this request from the customer. Now, the other advantage of leveraging Link in this scenario is perhaps that request was not best served by the agent. Maybe the request was best served by the same expert that that customer engaged with. So we could have directed the instant message from the customer right to the expert using Microsoft Link. And by the way, the expert is not using any other Aspect application on their desktop. The expert doesn't have a unified agent desktop. All the expert has and needs is Link. They're not the contact center role, they're the expert role. So this is just a couple of examples of communications options that are available for customers to engage and initiate an interaction with a business. Email is another example that we could have leveraged. Okay, so you've seen customer scenarios, you've seen the agent scenario and the working process of an agent to engage an expert. We will wrap up by highlighting a couple of examples from the perspective of a supervisor and from the perspective of an administrator on the solution. So unified command and control is the primary working environment for a supervisor in the contact center. What this provides is a visibility for the supervisor into the performance and the behavior of the solution in real time, and a number of what we call canvases that display agent activity, customer satisfaction metrics, quality, all at the hands of the supervisor. For example, one of the common dashboards that's used is a higher level executive summary. It shows, in this case, inbound, outbound, self-service, how many contacts were handled today, what's the service level, meaning how fast were those contacts handled within the thresholds set by the business. A supervisor is managing a team, and maybe a higher level manager or executive wants to see a broader layout of the working environments. So perhaps you want to see this as a supervisor in the form of a seating chart. So you can see here are all my agents. Here's actually where they're physically sitting. They're active, they're available. What's the average time that they're handling different types of contacts? I can also see this if I have an image that I want to overlay for those users, an actual floor plan. I can actually overlay those same agents in a floor plan. So this is just an example. So our customers leverage the power of unified command and control real time to give that true visibility for their supervisors and managers to handle engagements with customers. And by the way, those supervisors leverage Microsoft Link as their instant messaging, voice path, and video and collaboration source. So if an agent needs to engage a supervisor needs to engage directly with a customer to assist an agent or initiate training or coaching sessions, they can do that all with the power of Link. So between unified command and control, real-time reporting, and its strong dashboard capabilities, and the power of Link, a supervisor really has all the tools they need to manage their teams effectively. And again, for a customer, they can design the applications, they can design the look and feel, they can design the information that's shared on these canvases in the way that best suits them. And they can also provide information, if you will, in a ticker form. So the information could be readily shared and insights can be passed on key metrics or key activities that are being tracked for the day. So oftentimes the same tool that's being leveraged by supervisors replaces the traditional wall boards that in a contact center you see, which is displayed, shows the performance. Many customers leverage unified command and control real-time reporting as their new wallboard interface, and it gives them the flexibility to tailor and customize it as appropriate. So that's a supervisor at a very high level. Obviously, there's a lot of working functions that a supervisor can do, but all of those functions are enabled by the work of an administrator. So this is the administrative application of Aspect Unified IP. It's also Unified Command and Control. So it's really one app, but different views per the role of the user. And in this case, I can see the entirety of my global infrastructure of contact centers. So for our demo purposes, we have a number of Aspect Unified IP systems located around the world. We have workforce management systems, which is part of our workforce optimization solutions, quality management systems. I can see and manage my entire contact center infrastructure from one place with Unified Command and Control. I can manage routing rules. So if I want to drive and influence behavior, so in this case, banking customer service, if I want to drive behavior on how my customers are connected, how they're routed, I can control and configure all of those settings from one place. Whether that's queue length, queue time, which agents are assigned to work, and whatever application, I have full access to be able to do all of those controls here. I can manage my resources. So if in this case, we have resources that are perhaps connected to social. So maybe I'm monitoring particular social sites, and I want to provide the ability to route key information from those social sites to agents. I can configure and define those here. I can manage my people. So I can see all of the users, what profiles and what permissions they have and what rules we allow them to influence. Or I can define new systems that come up in the environment. One of the nice things about Unified Command and Control Administration is it has this principle of define once and propagate as appropriate. So if I have a set of core business rules that I want to drive as a common behavior across all my global contact centers, I define those rules once, and I can copy those same rules to a new environment that I'm setting up. So the time to go live, the time to production for a customer is incredibly fast. Once you set your rules once, you can replicate those rules across multiple locations. So at a high level, this is a summary of Aspect Unified IP. I hope you've enjoyed the brief demo. Obviously, there's a lot more information that we can go through in more elaborate sessions, and look forward to the opportunity to do that in the future.
To learn more information about Aspect Unified IP or other Aspect products and services, please visit aspect.com or contact your local sales executive.